主的殿中，我们周日聚在这里，我们敬拜赞美我们的主，我们的神。那在开始之前，给大家分享一段经文，在以赛亚书第十二章。到那日，你必说：耶和华呀，我要称谢你，因为你虽然向我发怒，你的怒气却已转消，你又安慰了我。看哪，神是我的拯救，我要依靠他，并不惧怕。因为主耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，他也所以救恩的泉源欢然取水。在那日，你们要说：当称谢耶和华，求告他的名，将他所行的传扬在万民中，提说他的名已被尊崇。你们要向耶和华唱歌，因为他所行的甚是美好。但愿这事普传天下，西安的居民啊，当扬声欢呼，因为在你们中间的以色列圣者乃为至大。我们一起起立来唱我们今天的第一首诗歌，敬拜主。
敬拜主，敬拜全能的主，因要能力，一切赞美都归给他。敬拜主，敬拜全柄的主，从他宝座能力流出，流到万民，来高举，一同高举主耶稣生命，来彰显，一同彰显耶稣荣耀。我敬拜主，敬拜尊贵的主，他曾舍命，尽得荣耀，万王之王。敬拜主，敬拜全能的主，荣耀能力，一切赞美都归给他。敬拜主，敬拜全柄的主，从他宝座能力流出，流到万民，来高举，一同高举主耶稣生命，来彰显，一同彰显耶稣荣耀。我敬拜主，敬拜尊贵的主，他曾舍命，尽得荣耀，万王之王。他曾舍命，尽得荣耀，万王之王。
感谢主，我们一起来做祷告。主，我们在天上的父神，我们赞美你，我们敬拜你。我们在今天这样一个早晨，我们来到你的殿中，我们来学习你的话语，更重要的是我们来赞美你，敬拜你。求你悦纳我们的敬拜，让它像馨香的祭一样达到你的面前。主，求你保守我们今天的聚集都有你的灵同在，保守我们今天在这里的没有在这里在家里的弟兄姐妹，主，都有圣灵跟他们同在，让什么时候我们牧者口中所出的话语都能够到达每个人的心中。求你真的是保守每个人，保守今天你自己的聚会，主，我们在这里的每一个人，主，我们都能够来赞美你，来口唱心和来赞美你。主，感谢神，也求你真的是保守今天全地的聚会，保守我们这地上的疫情，主，我们这一切的事情都交在你的手中。主，你有自己的计划，主，我们只要来仰望你，跟随你，我们有信心，真的是跟随你走前面的道路。就求你看顾保守，祷告奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。大家请坐。第二首诗歌《有福的确据》，就是让我们在时刻每时每刻都能够思想我们自己是多么有福的一群人，我们能信靠我们的主耶稣基督。我们来唱这首诗歌。 有福的确据。
有福的确据，耶稣属我，我尽得现尝天堂的荣耀，为父身后死已得救赎，从生灵得生宝血洗净，这是我心喜我的诗歌，赞美我救主昼夜长河，这是我心喜我的诗歌，赞美我救主昼夜长河，完全顺服主，快乐无比，天堂的荣耀现在我心里，天使在星星有天降临，传报主怜悯，述说主爱，这是我心喜我的诗歌，赞美我救主昼夜长河，这是我心喜我的诗歌，赞美我救主昼夜长河，完全顺服主，万事安宁，我在救主里喜乐满心怀，时刻仰望主，尽心等待，满得主恩惠，给予主爱，这是我心喜我的诗歌，赞美我救主昼夜长河，这是我心喜我的诗歌，赞美我救主昼夜长河。
This is my story.
This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song.Praising my Savior all the day long.
接下来是祷告的时间，我们请 Abraham 弟兄带我们做祷告。
诗篇五十一篇第一节到第十节，神啊，求你爱你的慈爱怜悯我。爱你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯，求你将我的罪孽洗除净洁，并解除我的罪，因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪藏在我的面前，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你面前行了这恶，以至于你责备我的时候显为公正，判断我的时候显为清正。我是在罪孽里生，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。你所喜爱的是内里诚实，你在我隐秘处，你必是我的智慧。求你用牛膝草洁净我，我就干净；求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白。求你使我得听欢喜快乐的声音，求你所压伤的骨头可以有药。求你掩面不看我的罪，涂抹我一切的过犯。神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。我们起立，我们一起来向神祷告。亲爱的主，你的儿女来到你面前的时候，是啊，我们要说，这是我们的信息，这是我们的歌诗歌，我们要赞美我们的救主，昼夜唱和。主，我们感谢你，今天我们来到你面前的时候，主，我们思想你在十字架上为我们所成就的救恩。 主，你的宝血为我们流，你的身体为我们舍，以至于我们这一帮原本是在罪恶的中生，在罪孽当中长的人，因着信靠你的宝血，主啊，相信你在十字架上的救恩，也因着我们向你认我们自己的罪，主啊，你就洗净我们的罪，让我们在神面前得成为义。这是何等大的救恩，这是何等大的恩典。主啊，孩子来到你面前的时候，我们献上感谢和赞美。主，我们也把我们自己放在你面前。主啊，孩子为这个教会，为孩子自己来向你祷告。主，我们把我们弟兄姐妹在你面前，主啊，这我们的信心来到放到你的面前。主啊，让我们这个信心是一个有用的信心，那就是我们愿意承认自己的罪，接受耶稣基督在十字架上的救恩，这样的信心。主啊，让这样的信心在我们的生命当中来发生这样的果效。主，我们愿意能够来到你的面前来认罪悔改。主啊，把我们自己在生命当中，主啊，犯罪得罪你的地方，主啊，无论是我们啊在啊爱心上的冷淡，主啊，对世界的追求，主，我们的顽梗，我们的骄傲，我们的自以为意，我们的自以为是，主啊，我们啊懒惰的地方，我们在啊在聚会，在服事有懈怠的地方，主啊，我们都来到你面前来向你认罪悔改。主啊，当我们向你认罪悔改的时候，主，求你的圣灵光照我们，把你对罪恶的恨恶放在我们心里。主，让我们知道你是那个恨恶罪恶的神。主啊，也更把你救恩放在我们心里，把你悦纳我们的认罪，并且愿意让主耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们的罪，把这个救恩之乐也放在我们心里。主啊，孩子巴不得我们众弟兄姐妹孩子自己在我们一生当中，在真实实践这一个啊，认识这个救恩当中，借着我们的认罪悔改，在我们生命当中时时能够经历你的怒气不过是转眼之间，你的恩典乃是一生之久。亲爱的主，孩子感谢你，主孩子把我们弟兄姐妹在你面前，我们认罪悔改啊这样的功课交在你手中。主啊，把借着我们的认罪悔改，你来复兴我们这个教会，主啊，你复兴我们的聚会，你复兴我们的服事，你复兴我们弟兄姐妹在你面前的团契，你复兴我们传福音的热心，主啊，你复兴我们这是在团弟兄姐妹之间来彼此建造这样的热情。亲爱的主，孩子感谢你，主，听我们在你面前祷告，主啊，听我们你的儿女在你面前这是每日向你的呼求，主啊，真是求你，真是又洁净我们，洗净我们，主啊，在我们里面造我一颗清洁的心，让我们里面重新有正直的灵。主啊，孩子真是向你来祷告，所以把教会的服事仰望在你的手中，教会的事工仰望在你的手中。主啊，你恩待我们每一项的事工，主啊，无论是你话语的教导，主啊，弟兄姐妹借着各样聚会的团契，主啊，我们啊青少年儿童的事工，主，我们都仰望在你的手中。主，你恩待我们众弟兄姐妹在你的面前，主啊，让我们所行的是按你的心思来行，让我们所做的是按你的意思来做，主啊，让我们所做的能够把我们自己交在你的手中，主啊，我们建立这个教会的时候，首先我们个人每一个人都被你来建造，被你来磨成你儿子的样式，主啊，孩子真是也把我们接下去各样事工的安排，实体聚会的恢复，主啊，都交在你的手中。主，你带领我们，按你的圣善的灵来引导我们。亲爱的主，孩子也把我们众弟兄姐妹交在你的手中，把我们生命当中、生活当中有难处的、身体当中有软弱的交在你的手中。主啊，你施恩典在我们当中。主啊，弟兄姐妹来到这里聚会的时候，主啊，你恩待我们。主啊，当我们用心灵诚实在你面前敬拜的时候，主啊，你在心灵当中释放我们因着生活当中的难处所带来的压抑，主啊，让我们在这个聚会当中你就释放我们，主啊，虽然困境还在那里，虽然难处还在那里，但是我们知道你是那一位拯救我们的神，所以我们就在这个聚会当中欢喜快乐，主啊，我们 让这个聚会当中你就把你喜乐的灵放在我们当中，主啊，也释放我们弟兄姐妹，主啊，挪去我们生命当中的担子难处，也让我们有这样的信心来信靠你这位背负天天背负我们重担的主。 亲爱的主啊，感谢你把我们今天的聚会仰望在你的手中。主啊，你是恩典在我们当中。主啊，让我们弟兄姐妹这次来到你面前的时候，是按着心灵和诚实在你面前敬拜。主啊，这也把冯茂弟兄的信息仰望在你的手中。主啊，你向我们说话。主啊，你让我们有一个受教的心在你面前。亲爱的主，还是把整个聚会交在你的手中。愿这个聚会让你的名得到当得荣耀，让你居首位掌王权。这样感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督名，阿门。请坐。
十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀。让我们每个人能够背起自己的十字架，跟随主走天路。我们真的是看到每次思想，每次看到十字架的时候，能够想到我们自己的不配，我们的罪，能够想到主耶稣基督的怜悯，他拯救了我们，救赎了我们，能够想到耶稣基督的恩典，能够让我们白白得到这个救恩，让我们能够有永生的盼望，能够跟他重新的和好。那我们来唱下一首诗歌《十字架》。
救主使我靠十字架，在必有生命水，宝血有十字架留下，白白赐人洗罪。十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀，我众罪都洗清洁，唯靠耶稣宝血，我来到主十字架前，蒙救主的爱怜，他赐我生灵亮光，照亮我的心田。十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀，我众罪都洗清洁，唯靠耶稣宝血，求主使我一世家，思念昔日情景，常在世家荫底下，紧紧跟主前行。十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀，我众罪都洗清洁，唯靠耶稣宝血，尽心等候十字架前，望星星加增，直到走完世路程，蒹葭永向安稳。十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀，我众罪都洗清洁，唯靠耶稣宝血。
感谢主。那接下来是信息的时间，把时间交给冯茂弟兄。
感谢神，我们今天我们再一次来到神的殿中，我们一起来思想神的话语。
Thank God again, we come to the temple of God. We study the word of God.
我们一起先来读一处圣经的经文，是在约翰福音三章第一节到第七节。
Today's scripture was found in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 1 to 7.
大家可以看到眼前屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音三章第一节到第七节。
And we can look on the screen, let's read together the book of John, chapter 3, verse 1 to 17.
约翰福音三章一节起，有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣，说：拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。耶稣回答说：我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。尼哥底母说：人已经老了，如何能重生呢？耶稣说：我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。感谢神，神的话语我们就读到这里，我们来祷告。
This is scripture for today. Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上。
Thank you, send your own son Jesus Christ come to this world.
来寻找，来拯救我们这些本来是注定沉沦灭亡的罪人。
And come to look and looking for and save those of us deemed to perish.
感谢主耶稣基督担负我们的罪，代替我们在十字架上受难。
We thank Jesus for our sin and on the cross was suffered on the cross.
受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
And the dead buried and the third day raised from the dead.
赐给我们这得救的信心，让我们仅仅因着相信主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩，我们就罪得赦免。
And gave us this face of salvation just by trust what Jesus Christ has accomplished on the cross, our sin be forgiven.
我们的罪就被主耶稣基督的宝血所洁净。
Our sin will be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
感谢天父上帝把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, give us your word through the Bible.
让我们借着圣经的话语，我们可以明白，可以认识这伟大的救恩。
And through the Bible, we can understand and know this great salvation.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯。路上的光也成我们信心的根基。
May the word of God become the lamp upon feet, light upon paths, and become the foundation of our faith.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在我们刚才所读的约翰福音三章一到七节的经文，这里重点谈到重生。
And the scripture just read, and the one of the focus is born again.
我们今天，如果我们听到有一个人对你说，我是重生的基督徒，哎，你心里对这个人有一个怎样的一个概念或者想法
？If today someone come to you say, I'm a born again Christian, so what do you think about this person?
我们大家可以在，想一下，哎，今天有一个人对你说我是重生的基督徒，然后我们哎一下子就对这个人可能会有一个印象或者一个判断，大概会是什么样子
？I just want to say, what kind of impression or judgment you have if someone come to you say I'm a born again Christian?
我想很多人，一下子就一个想，哦，这个人以前肯定是做过什么很糟糕的事情啊，所以他说，哦，我现在是一个重生的基督徒，重生的人。
Some of us, or maybe we think, we immediately come to the impression maybe before he was a very terrible person, did very terrible things. Now is born again.
我想, 哦, 他是不是吸过毒?
Or is a drug editor.
是不是坐过牢的?
Or went to prison before.
现在看他这个样子还是好像很正常, 但是他说他是重生的基督徒, 哇, 那他的过去是不是完全就不是现在这个样子了?
And looks normal him right now, so when he talk about he was born again, whether his life before is completely different.
其实就是今天很多的时候, 当人们听到, 啊, 有一个人对他说, 我是重生的基督徒, 很多人可能会觉得有点紧张。
And there's a, might be some this type of response, kind of nervous response when some people said, I'm a born again Christian.
有人说, 哦, 他一定会有一个黑暗的, 一个过去。
People will think they might have a, this person might have a dark past.
所以他现在说他是重生的基督徒。
That's why he said I was born again.
还有人可能会想, 哦, 这个人很是一个, 啊, 非常情绪化或者感性的人。
Or maybe someone think this person is very emotional person.
一般人就说, 啊, 我是基督徒就好, 他非要说, 我是重生的基督徒。
And in general, people just talk I'm a Christian, and this person has to emphasize I'm born again Christian.
然后, 哦, 他可能是, 哎呀, 要注意一点, 他可能是比较极端的那种基督徒。
And so I'll be careful, this person might be very kind of more extreme type of Christian.
是不是好像看上去不是很有理性的样子?
And maybe very emotional, not very rational.
曾经有一个英国牧师去到伦敦的一个富人区的一个教会讲道。
And one time, a British pastor went to preach in a wealthy suburb.
那么他讲到的题目呢, 就是重生。
And the topic of the sermon is born again.
讲完道之后呢, 就是会众当中有一个老先生就来到这个牧师面前, 就说, 哎, 你今天讲道讲得非常好。
And after his preach, an old gentleman from the congregation come to him, said, hey, pastor, you deliver a good sermon.
但是可惜的就是, 哎呀, 你来错地方了。
But unfortunately, I think you come to a wrong place.
就是我们这个区, 你知道的, 这都是很体面的人住在这里。
And you know, this suburban, there all lives decent people.
啊, 我们都是这个, 所谓的这个很高的阶层的人。
You can say we are kind of considered elite class.
现在不是有人喜欢, 说有些人是 low life吗?
And it's people right now, people mention certain people is in the low life.
讲这样话的人肯定就认为自己是 high life了, 我是这样。
So the people saying, they think they are high life.
所以这个老先生就对这个牧师就说, 哎呀, 你这个道很好, 但是你来错地方了。
So the old gentleman basically said to this pastor, your sermon is good, but you come to the wrong place.
你看我们这个地方的人, 我们都不是 low life 的人。
So this place, people live in this suburb are not people living in the low life.
啊, 我们是, 你看, 啊, 我们富有, 我们有受过非常好的教育, 啊, 我们是非常成功, 我们是非常高尚的人。
And we are very wealthy and had a good education and live a decent life and good people, basically.
所以重生这个题目就不需要跟我们讲了。
So the topic of born again, there's no application to us.
你去哪里讲呢?
And what you should go to is
告诉你啊, 伦敦哪个地方, 那个地方, 南部啊, 那是穷人, 贫民窟, 去那里讲。
And I think you should go to the southern London, and that's where the slums are. You should preach there.
那里都是小偷, 都是骗子。
And of course, in the slums, the people live, the people as a thief and all those guys.
啊, 没有受过好的教育。
They don't have a good education.
穷人。
And poor people.
应该去那里讲, 他们需要重生。
And you should go there, and they need to learn the lesson of born again.
其实今天, 这其实是一个非常普遍的想法, 很多人认为, 重生跟我有什么关系呢?
And this actually is a very common response from people, and people think, what has to do with me in terms of born again?
就是今天也同样有很多人认为悔改跟我有什么关系呢
？And it just seems like a lot of people think what has to do with me in terms of repentance.
我为什么要去悔改？为什么要认罪？因为我是一个非常体面的人。
Why do I have to confess my sin and repent? Because I'm a decent person.
那些 low life， 他们需要悔改。
And the people living low life， they should repent.
他们需要认罪
，and they need to confess their sin.
他们需要重生
，and they need to born again.
所以，其实今天我们很多时候，我们不知不觉，我们都会有这种想法在我们头脑当中。
And unconsciously, we have this type of thoughts in our head.
所以，当我们听到有人对我们说，他是重生的基督徒，我们一下子就会容易有一个印象，哦，他以前一定是什么样的一个人。
So when we hear people say I'm born again Christian, we have immediately come to impression that, his past life might be not that good. What kind of people he would be?
所以，当我们思想到这里，我们再看圣经的话，我们就会惊叹上帝的智慧。
And so when we have this impression, then we go back to look at the Bible and we will marvel the wisdom of God.
一个人来到耶稣这里，耶稣对他说，你必须重生，这是一个怎么样的人？
And a person come to Jesus and Jesus said to him, said you must be born again. Let's look at what kind of person that was.
这个人是不是强盗？是不是小偷？是不是骗子？是不是所谓很 low 的那种人呢？
And let's look at this person. Is this person like a thief or gangster or some kind of people live the low life?
是不是这样的人来到耶稣这里？耶稣说对他说：“你必须重生。”
Is that type of person come to Jesus and Jesus say to him that you must born again?
如果设想一下，如果是这样的一位哈，所谓的很 low 的这种人来到耶稣这里，耶稣对他说：“你必须重生。”如果是这样的
，if it was that this type of person like live a low life, come to Jesus and Jesus said you must be born again.
然后我们所有读到的人，我们就说：“哦，这种人确实是需要重生了。”
Then of course when we read this passage, we say, yeah, okay, this group of people need to be born again.
但是我们从来不会跟我们自己联系起来。
And then we probably do not associate this with us.
哎，我们不是小偷，我们不是骗子，我们不是强盗，我们不是罪人。
Because I'm not a criminal, I'm a thief, I'm not a gangster, I'm good.
但是我们会看见神的心意，神的智慧。尼哥底母，一个非常好的人。上帝对他说：“你要重生，你必须重生。”
But from the scripture, we see the wisdom of God. Actually, Jesus said is the Nicodemus, and he is a very good, decent person. And Jesus said to him, "You must be born again."
所以，我们今天读到这样的圣经，我们就会想，连他都要重生，那我岂不是更应该重生？
So when we read this passage, and then we will think, if he must be born again, then I must be born again.
那如果我是罪犯，我是小偷，我是吸毒者，我是骗子，我一看到这样的经历，我说哇，连这么好的人，优秀的人，他都要重生，那我这个罪犯，那我就更应该重生了。
And if I'm a thief, if I'm a gangster, if I'm a drug editor, and I think, oh, if even this such a decent person need to be born again, of course I need to be born again.
那如果我看自己是很体面的人，很高尚的人，那我一看，哟，这里有一个很体面的人，这里有个很高尚的人，上帝对他说，你要重生。
But if we view ourselves a very decent person and live an honorable life,And we look at this person, look at the scriptures. Oh, here there's a decent person, and God said to him, "said you must be born again."
So we just think, "Then I also should be born again."
Then naturally we think we must be born again.
So we will see God's wisdom. We will also see God's mercy. The incarnate God came to earth to save sinners. He came to earth in a manger.
And so we can see the wisdom of God and God's love, and the word become fresh, come to this world, born in a manger.
做木匠的儿子,
and become the son of a carpenter.
从小就到处流亡,
and was wandering around since his youth.
所以这个世界上, 哪怕一个最悲惨的人, 他来到耶稣面前, 他不会有丝毫的压力。
So, in this world, any most humblest person, he come to Jesus, he don't feel pressure.
就是他再贫穷,他再卑微,他再好像很渺小, 但是他看, 我的救主, 他降生在马槽里面, 他跟我一样。
No matter how humble, how inferior he feel about himself, and we see his Savior, because his Savior was born in a manger, and so he is about as humble as me, so.
上帝拯救罪人,拯救世人,上帝用最卑微的这样的一个人的样子来到世界上。
So God saved people, God come to this world, earth, with the most humble way.
但是上帝要让人重生的时候，上帝对这个世界上一个非常好的人、非常所谓高尚的人讲：“你必须要重生。”But
when God teaches people that it must be born again, God teaches to a person that actually is most noble and decent person.
就是尼哥底母。And
that's Nicodemus.
上帝没有对一个很 很污秽的,在人看来很污秽的,或者很卑微的,很渺小的人说,你必须要重生。上帝没有这样。
And God didn't say to a very inferior, very kind of low level of people, say you must be born again.
上帝对一个在人看来,哇,完美的人,哇,最好的人,上帝对这样的一个人讲。
And God speak to a person, like in earth view, almost perfect person.
我们讲尼哥底母在人看来是非常好的。
So we have to emphasize that Nicodemus actually is kind of very good in the people's view.
首先他是法利赛人，这就意味着他受过良好的教育，非常好的教育。
First of all, he is a Pharisee. That means he has a very good education.
然后也意味着他在宗教上面，他是一个非常虔诚的人。
And also means in religion, he is a very godly person.
然后圣经也提到他还是个官。And
also Bible referred that he is a ruler, official.
他严格地遵行律法。And
because the Pharisee, he follows the Torah, teaching the Torah very strictly.
而且他非常宝贵的一点是很多人身上欠缺的,他很谦卑。And
also this one attribute is kind of very important, a lot of people lack of it, is that he's a very humble.
他来到耶稣这里，称一个木匠的儿子，称一个年轻人，比他年轻很多，说：“拉比，你是老师。”And
he come to a young man, and is much younger than him, and he come to a son of a carpenter, and he call him Rabbi, which means teacher.
他很谦卑的，他很虚心来到这里，要听天国的道理。And
he's very humble, come to Jesus, he want to hear. The message from heaven.
他非常真诚的想寻找到永生之路。
And he is very sincere come to Jesus. He wants to looking for the path to eternity.
而且他也很有智慧，就是人的智慧。他看耶稣所行的这些神迹，他得出一个结论：这一定是从神来的。
And also he is very wise. He look at this miracle that Jesus said, well, those miracles must come from God.
很多人对耶稣没有这样的认识。
And a lot of people actually at that time don't have such a view of Jesus.
很多人看到耶稣行了神迹之后, 拿到耶稣给的饼, 拿到耶稣给的鱼, 他们就很满足了。
And a lot of people see the miracle Jesus performed. And once they get the fish that Jesus gave to them, bread Jesus made for them, they are very content.
我们也看到有长大麻风的，十个长大麻风的，他们被治好了之后，九个人都走了，都再不需要耶稣了。And
we can see that 10 leprosies were healed by Jesus. 9 of them actually walk away. They no longer need Jesus.
他们从来不会去想，哇，耶稣是从神那里来的，他可以行这样的神迹。他们都是在耶稣这里得到自己想要的，他们就走了。
And the doctor never think further, said, oh, those miracles must be from God. And as long as they get what they need, and they walk away from Jesus.
那尼哥底母不是这样的。
But Nicodemus is not like that.
尼哥底母观察耶稣，然后得出分析了之后，得出这样的一个结论，一定是从神来的。
And he observed, he analyzed, and he examined, and then he come to the conclusion, those miracles must come from God.
我们要看到耶稣哈，如果我们用人的眼光来看耶稣的话，耶稣应该很高兴的，对不对？这样一个很体面的人来找他。
And so, if we think about we're in Jesus' position, think about from a human view, and Jesus must be happy because this decent person, an important person, come to looking for him.
本来那些跟从耶稣的人都是什么渔民呐、啊、农夫啊、罪人呐、啊、税吏啊，都是这样的一些人。
Remember that at that time, the follower of Jesus actually is like a farmer, fisherman, or tax collector, and this type of person.
哎，这里突然有一个哇，这个在社会上面这么有影响力的人，哎，来找耶稣。
And now there's a person that actually you consider is important, influential people in the society, and come to looking for Jesus.
但是哪里想到耶稣对这样的人说，你必须要重生。
And Jesus just say to this type of person, he said, you must be born again.
不仅仅是你如果不重生，进不了神的国，而是你看都看不到。
It's not only if you do not born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, and you can even cannot see it.
所以，耶稣回答尼哥底母说：“人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”
And Jesus' answer is said, "If you do not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God."
就是人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
He said, if unless the one is born of water and the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
所以尼哥底母听到这样的话，他当然是非常震惊的。他就说，那人都老了，那怎么样能够被妈妈再生出来呢？
Of course, Nicodemus, when he hears this word, is very shocked. He comes to the question, he says, well, I'm already old. How can I enter the womb of my mother, be born again?
所以重生对尼哥底母来说是一个完全他没有听过的一件事情，所以他非常非常的震惊。
So the born again is something that he never heard of before, so it's very shock.
当然，耶稣的话不仅仅是针对尼哥底母一个人说，耶稣这个话是所有人都必须重生。
Of course, Jesus' teaching is not just for Nicodemus, and Jesus is saying everyone, all of us, has to be born again.
每个人都必须重生，或者说每个人生命都必须彻底的被改变。
Everyone has to be born again. If in other words, everyone's life has to be completely turned upside down.
否则没有人可以见神的国，更不要说进神的国。
Otherwise, no one can see the kingdom of God, not even see it, the kingdom of God. Of course, not into the kingdom of God.
那这意味着什么呢？我们知道人永恒的结局就是两个去处了。
What that means, because a person's eternal destiny is only two places.
要么进神的国，天家天堂。
Either enter the kingdom of God, heavenly home.
要么怎么样
？Either or
地狱永远的灭亡。
Hell, the eternal destruction.
所以只有两个去处。
So there's only two places.
我们要进神的国，必须重生。
We have to be born again if we want to enter the kingdom of God.
那么在约翰福音三章六到七节，圣经是这样说。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
In the scripture we just read, and the Bible says, the born of the flesh is a flesh, born of a spirit is a spirit.
主耶稣说，我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。
And Jesus said, do not be marveled if I said you have to be born again.
那么在哥林多前书十五章五十节，圣经是这样说的。
In the First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50, and the Bible says like this.
弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。
And in the Bible it said, brothers, I tell you, the flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of God, and is to be perished one cannot be inherit things that will never be perished.
这个就是说，神的国，如果人不是从圣灵生的，如果人没有经过重生，人是没有办法去承受神的。
So basically, it here says, if people was not born again, you cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
每个人都必须重生。
And everyone has to be born again.
那么斯普顿曾经讲过一句话，斯普顿说，天堂的门口就挂着这样的一个，有这样的一个问题，啊，就写在天堂的门口。
And Spurgeon said, we can imagine there is a the gate of the heaven. There is a sign.
那么这句话就是，你能出示你的重生的这个证明吗？你如果有，你可以进去；你如果没有，那你进不去。
And the sign basically says, please show the certification after you're born again. If you have that certification.Go ahead, enter. If not, you cannot enter.
这好像就是你的出生证明。
And just like your certification of your birth.
那么对于每一个基督徒来说，我们要有一个重生的证明。
So for every Christian, we should have this sign of a born again.
斯普顿说，天堂的门口就会有这样的一个问题。
And Spurgeon said, basically there is a question or.And the gate of the heaven.
有没有这个重生的证明？
Do you have the certification or do you have the sign of a born again?
有就可以进去，没有，那你就与天国无关了。
If you have it and you can enter the kingdom of heaven, if you don't have it, you have nothing to do with.
今天，在美国有45%的人宣称自己是重生的基督徒。
And today in the U.S., there's 45% people claim they are born again Christian.
我们知道现在在美国就是这种广义基督徒的人数大概有70-80%吧，就是广义上。
So we know that in general, about 70% or 80% of population claim they are Christian in a more broad sense.
然后整个人口的差不多45%都会说啊，我是重生的基督徒。
And out of the whole population of U.S., about 45% claim that they are born again Christian.
那么他们自己这样宣称，那他们真的是不是重生的基督徒呢？
And well, they claim that this born again Christian, and are they really born again Christian?
我前段时间我看到一个新闻哈，这个新闻对我来说是非常大的冲击。
And not long ago, I see a news, and that news actually.Had a great shock to me.
那我相信有些弟兄姊妹也都看到哈，就是一个宣称自己是全世界最大的福音派基督教大学的，这样的一个大学的校长和他的夫人。
And this is about a couple that this couple actually, is the president. The man is the president of the is claimed to be the great.The biggest evangelical Christian university, and his wife.
然后就这个校长和他的这个妻子常年的性丑闻，就是被曝光出。
And basically, this news about a sexual scandal about this president and his wife.
然后他刚开始他还是不愿意辞职的。
And at the beginning, he's not even don't want to resign from his presidency.
我以前常常在思想，在这个马太福音七章，耶稣说有一些人来到耶稣那里说，我不是奉你的名去赶鬼去行异能吗？但是耶稣对这些人说， 我不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。我以前总在思想这句话。
And I always meditated on what Jesus said to those people. He said, we, by your name, we preach, we do all the signs, perform miracles. But Jesus said, I don't know you, and leave me, you're wicked.
这些人肯定认为自己是很好的基督徒了。
And those people probably will think themselves a very good Christian.
这些人肯定认为自己是被上帝所使用的，大大使用的上帝的仆人。
And they probably think they are great servant of God.
但他们哪里知道上帝对他们说，上帝对他们说，我不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人走吧。
But they can hardly imagine that God will say to them, say, I don't know you, and leave me alone, you're evil doer.
为什么上帝这样对待这些人呢？
Why God treat them like this?
为什么上帝说你们这些作恶的人离开我走？他到底这些人到底做了什么恶呢
？So why God say to them, you wicked person, what kind of wrong thing they are doing?
圣经为什么不写清楚啊？让我们看见到底这些人做了什么恶
？Well, why Bible didn't make it clear and what they do that make God say that?
啊，就是当我看到这个校长跟他夫人这个性丑闻的时候啊，我心里受到非常大的冲击。
And when we see the scandal of this president and his wife, and I have a great shock to me.
这个校长哈，这个基督徒大学的校长 ，the president of this university 啊。
And this president of this Christian university.
啊，我看这个新闻的时候，我就很 shock， 我就去跟冯海说，我说你知不知道啊？那些这样的事情，这丑恶的事情，你要知不知道？要不要我给你讲给你听？
And when I saw this, I was talking to my wife. I said, "Hey, this is a very terrible thing. Do you want me talk to you? Let you know."
冯海姊妹说，不要讲，不要讲，我不要听。
And my wife basically said, "Well, don't tell me."
我当我听到冯海姊妹这样讲的时候，我有点好像明白为什么上帝对那些人说，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。上帝却不说你们到底做了什么。
And when I hear my wife said, I don't want to even hear it, and I kind of understand why God say, you know, leave me alone, leave me, and you evil doer. God even didn't mention what kind of evil thing they are doing, they will do.
太污秽，太败坏了。
Maybe it's too corrupted, too dirty.
上帝都不愿意用他的口去讲这些这么污秽、这么败坏的事情。
And God even don't want to mention.In His word, such a corrupt things and evil things.
我今天我也实在是说不出口，这一个丑闻有多么的丑。
And even today, I myself would be hardly can mention with my mouth to such a scandal.
美国45%的人认为自己是重生的基督徒。
In U.S., 45% Christian claim a born again Christian.
有一个基督徒的一个研究机构，他专门做了一个调查。
And there is a research institute, and they did a survey.
他专门调查这些说自己是重生的基督徒，然后他们跟世人、跟其他的人有没有什么不同
？And the survey research topic is that they doing study in term of those claimed born again Christian, are they any different from the rest of the world?
他们调查来调查去，他们发现没有任何不同。
And the research shows actually there's no difference.
离婚率一样的高。
And the same divorce rate.
然后也是很少有人奉献。
And very few people do tithe.
然后很多人啊，很多所谓的重生的基督徒，当他们结婚的时候，他们宣誓啊，要对彼此忠诚。但是七年之内，80%的人都有婚外情。
And many Christians there when they in the during the marriage time to marry, they vow to be faithful to each other. But in seven years, a lot of people get divorced.
所以这个报告最后得出一个结论，就是这些所谓的重生的基督徒，他们所犯的罪恶跟世人没有什么区别，一样多啊。
So this research actually come to the conclusion those so-called born again Christian, what the sin they committed actually no different from the rest of the world.
他 他们的奉献 也跟世人一样啊，也是很少啊。
Their tithes is about the same as the rest of the world.
啊，他们的贪婪，他们的自私，他们的骄傲，那跟世人一样啊。
Their greedy, their selfishness, their pride is the same as the rest of the world.
他们尽情的享受这个世上的娱乐，各种各种就是满足自己欲望的东西，跟世人一样啊。
They rejoice in the earthly all kind of desires, satisfy their own flesh desires, no different from the rest of the world.
所以重生有什么用呢？
So born again has anything to do with any use.
你说你重生的基督徒跟这些甚至不认识上帝的人一样啊。
You call yourself a born again Christian, actually you have nothing, no difference from the rest of the world.
所以这个调查报告最后得出了一个结论，就是重生是一件根本没有意义的事情。
So the research actually come to the conclusion that born again actually has no meaning at all.
所以，就像我刚才提到的这个例子哈，就是个校长这个例子，这是非常让人就是痛心，要让基督徒痛心的一件事情。重生是如此的重要。重生对每一个人的生命是如此的重要，但是今天在世界上，在很多很多甚至基督徒的心中看的是如此的不重要，甚至说如此的低贱。
So this scandal actually created such a pain in the Christian heart, and the born again are such important things to Christians, such important manners, but today it has become such a non-important thing, and evenPeople didn't think it's important.
然后这个调查报告就是问那些宣称自己重生的人，就是你们为什么说自己重生呢？你是怎样理解重生的？
And also this research actually interviewed those people claim to be born again. They said, how do you know you're born again? By what you know you can claim you're born again Christian?
然后这些人就说，我信耶稣啊。我信耶稣在十字架上代替我死啊。
And so the answer is, I believe in Jesus. I believe Jesus died on the cross for me.
我信我以后就是离开世界的时候我上天堂了。
I believe that one day I leave this world, I will go to the heaven. So I was born again.
这是不是重生呢？
And is this a born again?
这不是重生。
And this is not born again.
重生是生命完全的翻转，完全的改变。
And born again is your life turned completely upside down, completely changed.
你生命没有被完全的改变，你没有被像重新生出来一样。
If your
你根本跟天堂没有关系。
If your life is not completely changed, just like be give another birth, and you have nothing to do with the kingdom of heaven.
那有些人就会说，圣经不是说我心里相信口里承认就必得救吗？
And someone will say, hey, is the Bible said if you confess your mouth and believe in your heart, you'll be saved?
但是你真的信吗？
But the point is, do you truly believe in your heart?
你真的信耶稣是上帝，你真的信道成肉身的上帝代替你死在十字架上然后从死里复活。
Do you truly believe that Jesus is God? Is God would become a flesh and take your place as your substitute and die on the cross?
你真的信耶稣基督还要再来审判全地，然后耶稣基督再来的时候是从他的家他的教会开始审判，你真的信吗？
You truly believe that Jesus will come again and he come, he will judge, and the judgment will start from the house of God?
你真的信有天堂有地狱，人只有这两个永恒的结局。
Do you truly believe there's a heaven, there's a hell, and people only have these two choices?
你如果真的信，你不会把你的婚外情这样的丑闻隐藏七年甚至八年。
If you truly believe, you will not hide your outward marriage sexual activity high for 7 or 8 years.
你如果真的信，你绝对不会过一个跟世人一样的生活。
If you truly believe, you will not live the life the same as the rest of the world.
今天我们把信这个字看得太轻了。
Today we made it very light about the word believe.
今天我们把爱这个词看得也太轻了。
Today we also make this, make the word love very trivial.
我们来看圣经是怎么说。
Let's see what the Bible says.
我们一起来读罗马书六章十二到十三节。
Let's read together Romans chapter 6, verse 12 to 13.
罗马书六章十二节，大家看到眼前大屏幕，我们一起来读哈。罗马书六章十二节起，所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。我们再一起来看，一起来读约翰一书三章第九节到第十节。
Let's read together again, First John chapter 3 verse 9 to 10.
约翰一书三章九节起，凡从神生的就不犯罪，因神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的，就不属神；不爱弟兄的，也是如此。所以，圣经的标准是什么呢？不是每一个人说自己是神的儿女，你就真的是神的儿女了。
So Bible standard is that it's not that every person claim they are the children of God and you will be real children of God.
也不是谁说我是重生的基督徒，你就真的是重生的基督徒。
It's not someone claim I'm a born again Christian, then I become a real born again Christian.
一个重生的人，被圣灵所生的人，他不再被罪捆绑，他恨恶罪。
And a born again person, born out of a spirit, is no longer a slave of sin. He hates sin.
他享受的是耶稣从天上来的喜乐，他心里充满的是天上的平安。
And what he rejoices is the heavenly joy, and what he enjoys is the peace of heaven.
他不再是享受这最终之乐，眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲，这些东西不会给他带来任何的享受，只会让他厌恶和痛苦。
And he's no longer enjoy the desire of his own flesh, and the desire of his eye, desire of his mind, and all those things. Not only that do not bring joy to him, is also actually he hates them.
我们不可能一方面说我是重生的基督徒。但是我们要享受这个罪当中，我们享受的很享受、很喜乐、很满足，然后常年持续这样，然后我们还宣称我们是重生的基督徒。
And we cannot claim ourselves is a born again Christian, and then we keep enjoy the sinful world, not only enjoy one time, but keep enjoy for many, many longer time.
所以重生是生命最彻底的改变，所以主耶稣基督要用重生这个词来表达。
So the born again basically is a complete change of life. That's why Jesus used born again this word.
我们看到圣经当中那些跟从耶稣的人，他们生命被完全的翻转和改变了。
Let's look at those in the Bible who followed Christ and see how their life is completely changed.
我们看到彼得他的生命被完全的改变。
We can see Peter and how his life been completely changed.
彼得他以前他是一个外表很强硬，但是内心却是非常怯懦的人。
Peter is a person that in the outward appearance looks like a very strong, but inside is a very coward person.
所以他外面可以宣称啊，耶稣，我就是为你去死都可以，我是最坚强的。
And outward he can claim that Jesus, I can even die for you, I'm the strongest.
但是他实际呢，他却三次不认主。
But in reality, he denied Jesus three times.
但是后来我们看见彼得，他外面非常的温柔谦卑了。
But later on, we can see Peter in outward is very humble.
但他内在却非常的坚强。
But inward is very strong.
他牧养教会，他成为耶稣把地上的教会托付给他。
And he is lead the church, and Jesus actually gave that church, asked him to shepherd his sheep.
然后彼得到最后为主殉道，
被
钉在十字架上。
He was died on for the Lord, was crucified on the cross.
他再也没有逃跑，再也没有不认主了。
He's no longer running away from Jesus.No longer deny Jesus anymore.
我们可以看见保罗。
And let's look at Paul.
保罗以前是一个非常骄傲的一个年轻人。
Paul is a very proud young man.
他逼迫教会，逼迫基督徒。
He's a persecuted Christian and persecuted church.
但他重生之后呢，他看自己，他说自己，我是一个最污秽的人，我是一个最糟糕的人，我是一个罪魁。
And when he born again, he view himself is the chief of the sinner.
然后他传福音，牧养教会，一直到生命的最后一刻，最后也是为主殉道了。
And then he preached the gospel, and he lead the church, build up a church, and to the last breath of his life. And also he died for the gospel.
所以圣经中许许多多这种跟从主耶稣基督的人，真正重生得救的人，我会看见生命一定有极大的改变，极大的翻转。
So from those figures in the Bible, we can see those people follow Christ, the born again, their life has the dramatic change.
一个人生命的改变从哪里开始呢？
So where it starts the change of a person's life?
从心开始
，and start from your heart，
从你的内心开始
，from our heart，
由内向外的这样的一个改变
，and from inside go outward。
所以主耶稣说，好树结好果子。
So Jesus said, "A good tree bear good fruit."
就从这个树的根源开始。
So basically, from the very source of the tree, it starts.
在以西结书36章。24-27节的经文。
And Ezekiel chapter 26:24-27.
大家可以看到这个屏幕上的经文，你就不用读了。你可以看到这个经文，你思想。
And you can look at this scripture, and you don't have to read, but you can think about it.
上帝从万国当中把他的选民招过来，上帝要洁净这些人。
And God says in the scriptures that he called all his people from the nations, but he wanted cleansing them.
然后上帝接下来要怎么样？要把他们的心给改变。
And then said God want change their heart.
把他里面那个石头的心改成一个肉心，要给他们换一颗心。
And basically here God says, I give a new heart. You want me to replace your heart of stone with a heart of flesh.
然后上帝把他的灵放在这个新的这个心里面。
And then God will put his spirit in this new heart.
所以重生是从心内心的一个改变。
So the
人外面的生命才会被改变。
So the born again is a change inside of your heart. And then you have outward change.
为什么上帝是改变人的心，不是改变人的头脑呢？
Why God said here, I want to give you a new heart. It's not said give you a new brain.
这个头脑不是很重要吗？我们对上帝的认识，对上帝的了解，这是我们都是通过我们的头脑。我们要从头，要用脑啊，来思想神啊，思想人的话语啊。
It's our head, our brain is very important, right? The understanding of the word of God and to know God is good through our thinking, right?
我们读圣经，我们要用我们的头脑，要思想神的话。
And when we read our Bible, we need to use our brain. We got to think about the word of God.
比如说我们看到耶稣行的神迹，看到圣经上的话，我们要经过头脑去思想，耶稣是谁？他为什么行这些神迹？他说这个话什么意思？我们都用头脑去思想。
And when we see Jesus and the miracle he performed, the word he said, we got to use our mind and our brain to think and why Jesus say that and think about what Jesus means.
那上帝为什么不给我们改一个头脑，改我们的心
？But why God want to change our heart, not our brain?
那圣经说，一生的果效由心发出，是不是
？Because the Bible said that your life, consequence, life, thing is come from your heart.
圣经从来没有说你一生的果效是你头脑发出的。
And the Bible doesn't say the effect of your life is from your brain.
今天很多人都接受一句话，就是我做什么选择，我就要接受这个选择带来的后果，这就是人生，这就是世界。
And today there's a very popular saying, if I make that choice, I have to inherit the consequence of the choice, my choice, and this is the life, this is the world.
当我们做选择的时候，我们头脑来判断，就好像一个天平，哪边重要一点，哪边轻一点，所以我做出一个选择，我做出一个判断，然后我就接受这个选择和判断带来的后果。
If you think about it, when we make a choice, we use our brain and to just make a decision, just like in a scale, and we see which side is important, and we make a choice, and then we inherit the consequence of our choice.
所以医生的果效是通过我的头脑发出的，我头脑产生的。
So we will think all our things happen in our life is out of our brain, out of our mind.
那圣经说医生的果效是用心发出，所以上帝改人的心，不改人的头。
But Bible says that your effect, your fruit of life is from your heart. So God changed people's heart, not people's brain.
其实当我思想这句话，后来就明白哈。其实人做选择啊，不完全是用头脑做，人做选择是由心做的，人内心做的选择。
When I pondered this Bible and I kind of realized that when people make a choice, actually it's not entirely by your brain, but by your heart.
我有一次听到一个弟兄做一件在我看来有点疯狂的事情，不合理啊，做这个事情。
One time I hear a brother say he's doing things. To me, it's kind of crazy, it's not rational.
好像是一天之内就从波士顿开车开到了加州，好像是就八九个小时，好像是这样。
It's just one day drive from here to California or Massachusetts.
当时哎呀，为什么要这样辛苦？为什么这样连夜赶路？为什么中间不停一下休息一下？你年纪也不小了呀，身体好像。也不是特别强壮的样子。
And I was feels that why so crazy action? Because you have to drive the whole day, and without rest, and you seems not young person. I don't think you are that strong. Seems kind of irrational.
然后也不什么，好像也不什么公司派啊什么。后来这个弟兄说，哎，因为我太太过生日，我回去要给她庆祝生日。
And then it's not a business trip or something, but this brother basically said, well, because my wife has a birthday, so I got to run back for her birthday.
如果仅仅从头脑去分析，哎呀，这个选择好像不是不太合理。
If you think about it, if we analyze with our brain and we think this choice is not very rational, logic.
但是这个理由一说出来，我相信。我当时就无力反驳了，对对对，做得对。
But when the brother gave this reason, and I just don't have an argument against it, I think that's right.
由心发出的。
And you can see this is from heart.
我爱。
Because I love.
爱是从心发出的。
Love is from my heart.
爱永远不是从头脑发出的。
Love never come out of our brain.
如果我们今天对一个人说我爱你
，If today we say to a person said I love you，
然后我们接下来说我想清楚了，我爱你。
And we follow up, we said, I have been reasoning out clearly, and I love you.
你看，我列下了一个单子，我为什么爱你？哎，我们在一起，哎，我们可以，我可以得到什么？我们有，会有什么收益？
And if I love you because I'm reasoning out everything, I have a list to show the benefit I have to love you.
所以呢，你也要爱我。
And therefore, you got to love me too.
因为这是最理性的选择。
Because this is the most rational, logic choice.
你看我这个单子。
And look at my list.
如果有人这样对我们讲，你会接受这样的爱吗？
Imagine somebody say to us about this, would you accept this type of love?
所以爱一定不是从头脑发出的。我们不能说我爱你，哎，我头脑中计算过了，我头脑中想清楚了，一定不是这样的。
So the love definitely will not come from our mind, our brain. We cannot say I love you because I calculated the reason and logic through in my mind.So I love you.
爱你，因为我从心里爱你。
And I love you because I love you from my heart.
你为什么爱呢？
And you say, people ask you why you love.
有时候用理性很难讲清楚。
And a lot of times we said, well, it's very hard to say.
就是我从心里爱。
It's just I love you from my heart.
所以上帝为什么要改变人的心？
So why God want to change people's heart?
上帝要改变人的爱。
Because God wants to change people's love.
人的心被上帝改变之前，人的心爱什么？
And people's heart before was changed by God, what do we love for?
爱自己。
We love ourselves.
爱着地上的，满足我欲望的东西。
Love the things on earth that can satisfy my desires.
上帝改变我们的心。
And God changed our heart.
我们开始爱什么？
Then we can start love.
我们开始爱神。
We can start love God.
所以，我们说重生的证据是什么？
So what is the evidence of a born again, or sign of a born again?
就像斯普森讲的那句话，天堂的门口有这样的一个问题：你把你重生的拿出来，你可以进去；没有，你进不去。
Just like Spurgeon said, in the gate of heaven, show me your certification of your born again or sign. If you have it, enter. If you're not, you don't.
重生的证据就是我心里的爱改变了。我以前是爱这些，但我重生之后，我开始爱神了。
The evidence or the sign of born again is the change of my life. And I used to love those earthly things. Now I'm starting to love God.
所以事实上我们常说得救的确据或者说重生的确据。
So we're always talking about assurance of a salvation or assurance of us born again.
有些时候我常常听到一些弟兄姊妹也在说，哎呀，我到底得救没有啊？哎呀，我有时候觉得我有得救的确据，我有时候又觉得，哎呀，我好像没有得救的样子。
And sometimes I heard brothers and sisters says, whether I'm saved. Sometimes I feel I have the assurance of a salvation, but sometimes I don't feel that way.
我首先说这是一个非常正常的光景。
First of all, I want to say this is a very normal situation.
但是从另外一个角度说呢，这个光景 也要值得我们思想，我们到底能不能知道我得救的确据。
And on the other hand, this type of phenomena also make us think exam whether we can assure about assurance.
那就是其实每个人都可以知道我到底得救了没有。
So everyone can know if I'm saved.
每个人都可以知道我到底真正重生了没有。
Everyone can know, whether I'm born again.
那就是说，我爱上帝吗？
It's just to say, do I love God?
我爱耶稣吗？
Do I love Jesus?
这个问题，我们问自己，我们诚实的问自己，你不可能不知道答案。
If you ask this question to yourself sincerely, and you cannot say you don't know the answer.
就好像我们今天，我爱一个人，我爱我的丈夫，我爱我的妻子。
Just like today we said we love a person, my wife, my husband.
问你，你真的爱吗？
我 ask you, you truly love?
那我相信很多丈夫，很多妻子们真的就问我真的爱。他非常的清楚
and,
我真的爱，我都愿意跟他生孩子，我当然爱啊。
And I believe that a lot of wife, a lot of husband, I can sincerely answer yes, I love, and we have children and all those things.
我把我一生都给这个人绑在一起，我把我所有的都交托给这个人，我当然爱啊。
I give my whole life to that person, I commit my whole life to him, of course I love.
所以他心里会非常的清楚，对一个真正爱妻子、爱丈夫，或者哪怕对一个真正爱孩子的人，他心里真的是很清楚，那我是爱他，但是我这个爱当中，我可能还会犯一些错误，但是你不能否认我真的爱他。
So for those people, I think they honestly, sincerely, they can truly say, yes, I do love my husband, my wife, even my children. And even though through this process, I make a mistake or something, but I cannot deny, or you cannot deny, the sincerity of my love.
那我们把这个爱的对象转到上帝那里，转到主耶稣那里。
So if we turn this to Jesus Christ, to God.
如果我们真的说，耶稣啊，我真的爱你。
So if we say to Jesus, say, Jesus, I truly love you.
但是我仍然会犯很多的错误。
Of course, I make a lot of mistakes.
我仍然会做一些让主耶稣你失望的事情。
And maybe I do some things that disappoint you.
但是耶稣啊，我真的爱你。
But Jesus, I love you.
一个真正重生的人，他心里，他一定知道他是真的爱耶稣。
If a person born again from his heart, he truly know he loves Jesus.
所以重生从哪里开始？从我们的心开始。
So born again start from our heart.
心是爱的载体，爱的器官。
And heart is a organ for love.
所以也就是说，重生从我们爱开始。你爱什么？你爱的对象改变了，这就是你重生的生命的迹象开始了。
So born again, start from a love from your heart. If your object of your love changes to God, then you start born again.
都非常熟悉大卫的诗篇，诗篇二十三篇。
We are all familiar with the Psalm 23, David's song.
所以。因为时间的关系，我们就不再一节一节的来重复，因为很多弟兄姊妹都非常熟悉，我也放在这个 PPT 上，大家也可以来看。
For the sake of time, we don't repeat every verse of this psalm, and also a lot of brothers and sisters very familiar with this psalm, and I also put in the PPT.
那么，大卫诗篇二十三篇，他一开始就说：“上帝让我躺卧在青草地上，让我在可安息的水边，上帝让我一点缺乏都没有。”
And in the beginning, David said, God leads me in the green pasture and lie down the green pasture, and by the still water, God make me life lack of nothing.
接下来大卫说，上帝让我的灵魂苏醒了。
And then David said, he restored my soul.
然后我开始走义路，为谁走呢？为上帝走。
And then I start to walk on the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
然后这条义路把我带到哪里去呢
？And then this this path of righteousness, where it leads to me?
把我带到死荫的幽谷里面去了。
It could lead me to the valley of the death.
但是我在死荫的幽谷里面，我跟神特别特别的亲密。
But even in that the depths of the valley, I become even more close to God.
然后最后。大卫说：“我要住在神的殿中，直到永远。”
And finally, David said, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
所以我们会看见，其实大卫他这里表述一个什么？表述他爱的对象开始慢慢在变了。
And so here, David actually has a picture showing the object of his love actually changed.
以前是青草地。 可安息的水边，我一点都不缺乏。
And the beginning is a green pasture and the still water, I lack nothing.
啊，我赞美神，上帝啊，你照顾我，照顾得太好了。
I praise God and thank God you take care of me very well.
但是上帝让他的灵魂醒过来了。
And then God make restored his soul.
不要总躺在青草地上，不要总是这个洗水边啊！不要说哎，我太平安了，我一无所缺，不要总这样子。
And do not always focus on the green pasture, still water, and focus on lack of nothing. Do not like this.
上帝对大卫说：“灵魂醒过了吧？来来来，我们一起走一条义路。
”And God say to David, "Hey, wake up your soul. Let's walk together.A path of righteousness.
然后这条义路把大卫带到死荫的幽谷里去了。
And then this path actually David goes through the valley of the death.
青草地没有了，溪水边没有了。
And at that time there's no green pasture, there's no still water.
当大卫在这里面，他经历神的同在，最后他发现，他心里最爱谁呀？他最爱神。
And but at that moment, God, David actually experienced.Presence, very presence of God, and then he come to find, in that moment, the most love in his heart is God.
所以大卫最后说，啊，我这条路走完了，死荫的幽谷走完了，啊，神呐、啊，让我回青草地吧，让我回溪水旁吧。大卫有没有这样讲
？So you can see here, David, after he passed through the Death of Valley, he didn't say to God, "Hey, let's go back to the green pasture and the still water."
大卫说不，我不要回去了。我在你的殿中才是最好的。
And David basically says, "No, I don't want to go back. I just want to be still in the wealth in your house. That's the best."
因为你是我最爱的，我愿意永永远远跟你在一起。
Because you are the most of my love, I would be want to be with you forever.
所以大卫在他的诗篇里还讲过一句话，就是神的慈爱比生命更好。
And so, maybe in another psalm, he said, "God's love is better than life."
这其实是非常值得我们思想的话。
It's this saying actually worthy of our great attention.
如果我们把上帝的爱仅仅局限在我们在地上的生命，上帝有没有把我照顾好
？If we only limit God's love, in terms of whether God take us.Our earthly life, how good that God take care of our earthly life.
上帝让我在这个地上的日子过得好，不缺乏，我们就说上帝爱我。
If we only limit that God take care of earthly life, well, and then we said God love us.
我们绝对不会说上帝的爱你比我的生命更好，也就是说我连命都可以不要，但是我要上帝的爱。
If we only care about how God's love is in terms of how God take care of our earthly life, then we definitely will not say God's love is better than my life. I can give up my life in order to get the love of God.
大家可以理解这句话啊哈，就是如果我真的看上帝爱那么好，我甚至愿意放弃自己的生命。我就不会把上帝的爱仅仅想的是为我服务，为我服务这样的爱。
So let me elaborate the other way. If I think the love of God is such great, it's better than my life, then I definitely will not limit the love of God. Think of God only on how He take care of my earthly life.
那有一朋友可能会问，大卫不是在这里说，上帝。保护大卫一生一世都有恩惠慈爱随着他吗
？And so some people will say, "God, surely goodness, mercy with me, follow me all days of my life."
但是我们要知道，这个恩惠慈爱不是那种属地的，仅仅是属地的那种所谓的平安。
So, we want to understand here, the goodness, mercy is not just earthly peace or earthly prosperity.
因为如果是属地的平安，那大卫就不需要去走死荫的幽谷了，对不对
？If David only focuses on the earthly peace, then he has no need to walk the valley of the death.
就好像大卫在这里说，上帝一定会恩待我的，一定会祝福我的。那如果我们用属地的眼光来看这句话的话，那上帝为什么让你去走死荫的幽谷？
Just like if David said, "God will have a great mercy and love with me."
And then we'll say, well, why God let you walk this, the valley of the death?
所以这里所说的神的恩惠平安，远远超越这地上的你顺利还是不顺利，丰富足还是贫穷，远远超越。
So what David said here, the grace and love and peace is said here is far surpass so-called earthly peace and earthly prosperity.
所以从大卫的身边看见，他其实改变最深的改变就是他心里所爱的东西变了。以前是倾倒地虚水吧，后来从心里是爱上帝，愿意永远跟上帝在一起。So
from David's song, we can see his love completely shows his complete change in love. In the beginning, he loved the green pasture and the still water, but in the end, he loved God and his house.
耶稣从死里复活，耶稣又找到那个不认他的门徒西门彼得。耶稣对彼得讲这样一番话。And
the Bible quoted when Jesus resurrected from his death, and he find his disciple Peter, which denied him three times.
耶稣问彼得，耶稣给彼得这些门徒做好了早饭，然后耶稣问彼得，你爱我比这些更深吗？And
that event, Jesus cooked the breakfast for them, and then he asked Peter, he said, do you love me more than this?
我们把这句话再描绘一下，这句话就是说，彼得啊，你还像以前那样爱这些东西超过爱主耶稣吗？你还像以前那样吗？你还是爱这些比爱耶稣更多吗？
And if we rephrase what Jesus said, in more detail, what Jesus actually said, Peter, do you like before love all those things, earthly things, more than love me, love Jesus?
这个时候彼得说什么？彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”
And then Peter's response is, "Yeah, Lord, yes, you know I love you."
那么这句话我们再思想，这句话其实什么呢？就是主啊。 现在的我跟以前不一样了，我现在是真正的爱你，超过爱这些了。If
we elaborate a little more, what Peter actually saying, yes, Lord, you know, the me right now is love you more than love these things.
我跟以前不一样了。I'm
different from the me before.
彼得不止一次离开过耶稣。 他每次离开耶稣之后，他都回去打鱼去了。And
Peter actually left Jesus more than one time. Every time he left Jesus, he went back to his old business of as a fisherman.
所以耶稣问他：“你还是像以前离开我的时候那个样子吗？你还是爱这些鱼，比爱主耶稣、比爱我更多吗？”
And basically, Jesus was asked Peter, "Is Peter, are you like the things before, like you? Every time you leave me, you go fish. Basically, you love those fish." More than love me.
彼得这一次说，他说我再也不像以前了，我真的爱你了。Then
Peter said, "Now this time is no longer like before. I love you more than I truly love you."
所以我们今天思想重生。So
today we think about born again.
重生是上帝给我们要换一个心。And
born again is God want to change us a heart.
我们的心要被更变、改换，这意味着什么呢？意味着我们爱的东西要改变，因为爱是由心发出的。Our
heart being changed, replaced, means our love need to be changed, need to be replaced. The object of our love is changed.
一生的果效都是由心发出的。And
the fruit of life is produced from your heart.
换句话说，就是你心里真正的爱什么，会影响你的一生，甚至会影响你的永恒的生命，去到哪里。And
in the other words, what you love in your heart will affect your whole life, not only affect your today's life, it will affect your eternal life.
每一个重生得救的人，他爱的对象完全改变了。Every
born again person, his love is completely changed.
所以使徒保罗他说，我以前当作有益的这些事情，我现在都当作粪土了。我现在是为了追求主耶稣基督为至宝。
And so that's why Apostle Paul said, the things I think is beneficial to me before, now today I trade them as a rubbish. And today I think Jesus Christ is the most precious thing to me.
也就是说保罗说，我以前所爱的这些，我以前所追求的这些，我如今对这些东西完全爱不起来了，甚至是厌恶他们，因为他们太味道太难闻了。
And basically said, well, the things I pursued, the things I desire for before, I no longer have a desire, or even I feel like a very bad smell to me.
保罗说，我现在心里我有一个新的爱的对象了。
And Paul basically says, I have a new object
that
I love.
对以前爱的对象说，我变心了。
Or basically, you say to the old things you love, they said, hey, my heart is in my mind.
我有一个新的爱的对象，保罗说，这就是主耶稣基督。
I have the new object of love, that is Jesus Christ.
如果我们的生命当中，我们问自己，我们有这样爱的改变？
If in our life, we ask ourselves, do we have this type of change of love?
感谢神。我们就是从圣灵被圣灵所重生的。
If we say yes, then thank God, we are born again by the Holy Spirit.
但是如果我们心里根本没有这样爱的改变，我们不停地欺骗自己，说我已经重生了，我已经重生了。
If we don't have this type of change of life, and we kind of cheat ourselves, say I was born again,
那是一点意义都没有。
That really has no meaning.
那么我们生命怎样被改变？我们的爱怎样被改变？我们一起来读加拉太书二章二十节。
So how do we our life be changed? Our love can change. Let's read Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
我们大家看到眼前的大屏幕，我们一起来读加拉太书二章二十节起。
Let's read this Galatians 2:20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。保罗其实这句话，他告诉我们保罗生命改变的原因。
And PaulHoly Spirit basically tells us that the reason that Paul's life changed.
保罗说，因为他是爱我，为我舍己。
Because his life changed because he come to the reality that he loves me and gave himself to me.
保罗说，我是人中的罪魁。
And Paul said, I'm the chief of the sinner.
但是耶稣居然爱这个罪魁。甚至为这个罪魁牺牲他自己。
But Jesus even loved this the chief of the sinner, and died for this chief of the sinner.
保罗说，从此没有什么东西值得我去爱了，我就爱这一位为我舍己的耶稣。
From now on, there's nothing worthy of my life. I only love this one who gave himself to me.
这保罗爱的对象改变。他是一个真正重生的人，重生的基督徒。
So the object of Paul's love changed. So he's a born again person.
我们今天希望圣灵光照我们，让我们诚实的问自己一个问题：我爱耶稣吗？
May the Holy Spirit to reveal in our heart, we can honestly, sincerely ask ourselves, Do I love Jesus?
如果我们可以诚实的面对自己，我们诚实的也面对神，我们像彼得那样说。神啊，你知道我爱你。
And if we be honest to God and to ourselves, and we can say to God that God, you know I love you.
感谢神。
And I will thank God.
我们是从神重生的人，从圣灵重生的人。
We are born again from God and by the Holy Spirit.
但是如果我们诚实地问自己，我对耶稣的爱，其实只在我生命当中的10%, 1%, 只在我一周7天当中的某几分钟。
if we honestly ask ourselves, our love to God, Jesus, is only 10% or 1%, only in a couple of minutes of 7 days awake.
如果我们是这样的话，我们无论告诉自己我是重生基督徒，我是重生基督徒，这只不过都在欺骗和麻醉自己。
If we are like this, no matter how many times we tell ourselves, "I'm born again," "I'm a born again Christian," again and again, we are just cheating ourselves.
所以愿圣灵光照我们。
May the Holy Spirit enlighten us.
愿圣灵借着神的道真正重生我们。
May Holy Spirit through the Word of God truly give us the rebirth.
因为人必须重生，否则不能见神的。
Because we must be born again, otherwise we will not see the, God, the kingdom of God.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
愿圣灵怎样去改变彼得的生命，改变保罗的生命。
May the Holy Spirit how he changed Peter's life and Paul's life.
愿神怎样让历世历代重生得救的基督徒，他们怎样得着这真正重生的生命。
God, how God led all the Christian generation through generation, they born again, they get the real life.
愿圣灵也在我们每一个人生命当中做同样的工作。
May the Holy Spirit do the same work in each one of us.
愿圣灵重生我们。
May the Holy Spirit give us the rebirth.
让我们心中爱的对象发生改变。
So we are changed in our heart in terms of what we love.
让我们真正看见主耶稣基督在十字架上向我们所彰显出来的爱。
Let's truly see the love of Jesus Christ demonstrated on the cross.
让我们能够由心发出，让我们真正的来爱主耶稣基督。
Then we can truly from our heart, we can love our Jesus Christ.
愿这成为我们每一个人重生的记号。
And may this become the sign of a born again.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.